Hello, people, and welcome to another week of podcasts. In today's episode, I'm going to touch on a topic that we've talked about in the past called disorientation, and really try and get across what that means, and some of the good side about that and the scary side about it. Let's dig into it. Okay, guys, let's dig into it. Now, this topic came to me as I was sipping coffee and decided to pour it on my foot. So I was like, that is a great calling to talk about disorientation, which is something us dyslexics do on a very, very regular basis. Now, we don't always recognize it, but it's always happening. And you may say, how does disorientation relate to you pouring coffee on your foot, you idiot? And you can also see where self-confidence challenges come from through dyslexia based on what I just said to myself there. But what we're talking about is disorientation is when your mind sees something different to your eyes. It's when you can, it's sometimes represented when you go into a little world of your own and you can be thinking about something completely different. You can be imagining something that's so real. And then whatever's happening in reality is kind of secondary. It's you've got no clue what's actually happening. Like, I was in my mind about work for the day I had to do. And I was so enthralled, I wasn't actually paying much attention that I had a larger cup of coffee than usual, and I just kind of was on autopilot, and just tipped a bit of coffee over my foot. That wakes you up, I'll tell you that in the morning. And disorientation happens all through our lives. One of the ones that I recognize in hindsight a lot was if I'm driving and I go off into my own world. If I kind of disorientate out of reality, I start thinking about something, and then I realize I'm actually 5 to 10 minutes closer to where I needed to be, and I can't remember driving that batch of road. Now, I'm surprised I can even do that. I'm surprised humans can, but it's like advanced multitasking, and 99 times out of 100, it won't actually affect reality, and people won't notice there's anything different. But then 1 out of 100, it is noticeable, like pouring coffee over your foot. That's when it breaks reality a little bit. So that's disorientation. And I'm going to explain it exactly how Vanessa wrote in the group, which I thought was really a nice, simple explanation. Let me say this. Disorientation is the term used to describe our brain seeing something different from our eyes, our brain hearing something different from our ears as well. It affects our sense of time, balance, and motion. Have you ever, have you ever driven somewhere without remembering you drove there? You know, things where things have just disappeared and you've been in a different world. And I've spoken about my big aha moment before, which was when I was sitting in Vanessa's office and I heard the builder's hammer going and I disorientated. I stopped. I basically looked like I was, Vanessa could see, I looked like I was listening. But she could see my eyes had glazed over. And that's a real common sign of your eyes start to kind of look like they're paying attention, but they're not paying attention. You can kind of see it if you look at it and you get used to it. And she noticed that it happened to me. And she goes, where were you? And I said, I was on your deck. I could see the builder hammering nails. I disappeared. I kind of actually heard what she was saying semi, but I wasn't really paying any attention because I disappeared. And that's where disorientation really affects us. And, a lot of the time, again, something like that doesn't feel like that affects anything. It doesn't feel like that has any negative impact. Okay, you went into your imagination and you saw something. The challenge is that I really went into my own mind and I created something that wasn't real. This is the bit about disorientation, which is challenging, in the fact that I've never been on her deck, and to mind my Kiwi accent, veranda might be another word, and I'd never been there, but my mind created it and made it real in my head, and so I believed I'd seen her deck and been there, which is pretty crazy because I'd never been there before. And she said that's the perfect example of where disorientation can be a struggle, is that if we disappear somewhere and create something, our minds are not great at differing between what we've actually experienced in the real world and what we've created in our minds. And, you know, the reason, and this is the reason I do this type of podcast every month or two around disorientation, is it is the biggest, hands down, the biggest thing that we're not really taught about as a dyslexic with reading and writing. We're not really taught about this singular problem that is going to be a challenge for everybody. In different levels, I'm sure, and in different places. There's no two of us exactly the same. But this disorientation happens like clockwork when you disappear. Maybe you're in the shower and you disappear into another world. Maybe before you go to bed, you're overthinking and you start creating worlds in your head. It's like you're in a roller coaster. It can be really tiring on your brain sometimes because it's so intense. If you've ever been in a conversation with a partner and they act like you're not listening, you probably might not be listening at all. You might be hearing, but not really listening to it. And what I notice personally is I struggle to pick up on emotion when I'm disorientating. Like I can sometimes remember the words that were said in the conversation, but it's very like someone had given it to me on a bit of paper without any punctuation. It doesn't really get across the emotion, the feeling, the body language that the words were being said with. And that can sometimes be a real negative impact. I know my partner struggles with me doing that because I become a touch emotionless because I've been in my own world. She does something and says something and she's expecting a certain type of response based on body language and I guess the context of the words, or the context is the wrong term. The kind of emotion behind the words, the tone. She doesn't get it because I don't click to it. And that's what disorientation can do to us. It can be such a massive, massive challenge. And you know, driving and not remembering where you're going is an easy one, but what happens if it goes further than that? And I'm not saying that it does on everyone. We're all pretty good at surviving with it, but it's one of the things that I think gave me the most freedom once I started to recognize it. You know, there are days where I've, you know, went out of the house without my jandals because I was disorientating into a different world while I was getting ready to go, and I needed my jandals for, or my footwear, my shoes, and I just didn't bring them. And I get halfway down the driveway and then I kind of, for whatever reason, click that I don't have them. And the old me would have called me an idiot. But now I'm just like, oh, just disorientating. Let's go back and get them. And it's relaxed me a lot. Like I understand why I did something in a certain way. And I just think that's really valuable, is that we're always talking in the group and other places around self-confidence and how do you actually, you know, get past the problems, you know, and these are the problems that are inherent in our identity. These are the building blocks of everything else. You know, I know before I realized how much dyslexia affected me, I was always looking for solutions to surface level problems. And I see this in the group, questions about surface level problems. Now, you need those solutions. Those solutions are important. And they're why the dyslexic goes to them naturally, because they're visible solutions. There's a visible problem. We're not so good at digging deeper and saying, why am I feeling this way? Or why is this, you know, why is this problem presenting itself? And if you can get your head around this disorientation concept, take some time, look into it. We're going to try and do some more stuff on it. It's game changing because it relaxes you. It allows you to ask yourself, was that real or not? You know, is the emotion that's coming up over a certain situation something I've invented in my head? Because our thoughts are so real. We can't discern, half the time at least, between reality and what we've created in our heads. And it's why, if you've ever watched a dyslexic who so strongly believes what he says, but he's wrong, you'll see a lot of them, because there's a heap of them, that believe so truthfully. Like if you ever said, I'm so right on this, I'll bet you $20 that I'm right. And then you find out you're wrong. That happens to us. Maybe we don't bet as much as we, because we know that over time, but it does happen. Like I've always thought, or I believe Donald Trump is on the spectrum. Now, I believe he really does believe what he says. I don't think he thinks he's lying. I really, half the time, I don't think he believes it. I think he so honestly believes what he's saying that that's why he sounds so, I guess, adamant that he's right. And some people believe that because he really does believe he's right. Doesn't mean he is. 99, he's got to probably be one of the most wrong people I've ever seen on television. But, you know, in the way he presents himself, at least, and using facts which don't exist. But, you know, he truly believes what he's saying. He really does. You know, right or wrong. And that's what disorientation can do, is someone in the reality can give you a seed of an idea or something, and then your mind will create a much bigger, brighter picture that is glued together with other things in your mind that could be wrong, and it creates something that just is wrong. It's just not real. I guess, and that's really what I wanted to express today as I tip coffee over my foot, was, you know, the old me would have called myself an idiot. And I did on the podcast to kind of show a point. But nowadays, I'm like, oh, I was disorientated. That's funny. And just carried on with my life. And that is a good thing. That is a great place to be compared to a year ago going, I can't believe you're so stupid. You know, I would say that. And we all would. And it's maybe a bit over a year, but you get the point. Is that, yeah, I just think it's game-changing to be able to give yourself that level of acceptance of why you're doing something. And I think that's the key. Why am I doing it? What is it? Can I recognize it? You know, awareness is 50% of the solution to dyslexia, I adamantly believe, from what I've seen and what I've experienced. That awareness allows our brains to do the changes or the solutions that need to work. But without that awareness, you're just fighting... You're fighting a war against an invisible warrior. You know, it's not going to work. So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I hope that's been valuable. I know I talk about this a little bit, but the reason I do is I want to seed it in your brains in different ways. And one of these podcasts will click for you and you'll go, yeah, I need to work on that, or I need to look at that, or where can I see this in my life? I'm just going to look at it once a day. Where can I see it? If something weird happens, I'm going to say, was that disorientation? You know, one of these podcasts is going to click to you, and whichever one it is will be the most valuable one I've done. So hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. I'll be back tomorrow. If you're not part of Adult Dyslexia Secrets, jump in there, share your story, ask your questions. Have a fantastic and awesome rest of your week.